This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we step back to this day exactly five decades ago in 1962 as head coach Bump Elliott and his struggling Wolverines were about to get a boost as they faced the Illini in Ann Arbor. Team 83 had but a single win in six tries and was shut out three times. Clearly, they needed a lift, and they got it from an unlikely source, head Michigan hockey coach Al Renfrew and his wife Marjorie. According to Michigan historian John U. Bacon, in an effort to raise the spirits of Bump's men, Marjorie sewed a maize M on a large sheet and presented it to the team at Friday practice. The players loved it, so Coach Elliott agreed to have it propped up in the stadium tunnel before the team took the field on this day 50 years ago. After Bump's men prevailed 14-10 over the Illini, the banner, needless to say, was here to stay. According to Bacon, it moved to midfield the following season, where the Go Blue banner has become one of the greatest traditions in college football. In a program with deep running traditions, perhaps no one ritual ties together so many elements that make Michigan football special. Consider in those few moments as the banner is raised, you see a confluence of so many traditions. The stadium, the winged helmets, the Michigan marching band, the victors, over 100,000 fans, the coaches, the players, and everyone focused on that moment and the raising of the coveted Go Blue banner. Is it any wonder, since this day in Michigan football history 50 years ago, Wolverine football teams have captured a stunning 22 Big Ten championships? For more, check out johnubacon.com, mvictors.com, and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.